evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 7-7. Oh, I like that better. 7-7-7 would be a nice time, but 7-7-2022. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the verge of something. You know, you remember the Barry McGuire song from years ago, if you're an old person like myself. Brother Quayle used to even talk about it sometimes back in the day, and he'd say, oh, you remember Barry McGuire's song, The Eve of Destruction. You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Well, if you don't believe that, then maybe you'll believe Lord Jesus, you know? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. But if you have wars, you're going to have people die in the war, all right? And that is ongoing. You're going to have problems regardless, but he's saying that's not the end, all right? Saying that's not the end, he's just saying that that you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and the kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Well, you know, the FBI is raiding Christian churches. The DHS and all the people hate Christians. And Christians are one of the key components since back when the FBI put out their and the whole DOJ put out their thing about what a domestic terrorist was. I remember talking, seeing the video that the fireman years and years ago, Alex Jones put out his video about 9/11, and in there they had a training session in Kansas City, Missouri. Where they had from Kansas and Missouri, they had all kind of policemen, firemen, you know, first responders, all these people. And they had a DHS, Department of Human Sacrifice, guy there doing the lecture. And I'll never forget on that videotape seeing that little pipsqueak crap artist from the DHS, the Department of Human Sacrifice, say that Founding Fathers were terrorists, that Jesus was a terrorist, and that Christians are terrorists today, you see, because they try to make people, get people to believe what they believe. All right. Well, when you start to hear them say that, then you know that they are working for Lucifer the Lightbringer. Commissar Mayorkas. Mayorkas. I mean, he could be attached to some third demon from hell, as far as that goes. They're Luciferian. They are not interested in America. They're not interested in what made America great. They do not like the Bill of Rights. And they do not like Christians. They do not like veterans, let alone those disabled American veterans. Or, you know, heck, man, if they're Christian and a veteran, and they're the worst kind. They're going to get rid of 60,000 National Guard troops, people who volunteered, basically, and joined up. And then have been deployed more often than not overseas. We didn't have enough regular military to do the job at the time. So they've deployed all these guard units and reserve units. These people hate Christians. They hate veterans. They hate people that believe in the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, let alone when old Hawk reads the Declaration of Independence. Maybe I ought to just read that right now, and then I'm going to get back to what Lord Jesus had to say. But I'll read this right now. The Declaration of Independence. And you see, that's the original law of the land that founded this country. Founded this country. Founded this country. We just had Independence Day. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Do you have the consent of the governed there, Mayorkas? When you let hundreds of thousands, millions of people coming in illegally into the southern border, do you think that the person in Dallas or the person in Keokuk, Iowa, or the person in Wyoming, or the person in Chicago who did not get the job because an illegal alien was there that would work for a lot less, are you going to make all of these guys good paying union jobs, Red China Joe? No. Consent of the governed, huh? That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate the government's being long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them, meaning Americans, under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the founding document that founds this country. Now you see, Comrade Mayorkas' crew, Commissar Mayorkas, send out the Department of Human Sacrifice goons. Send out the FBI, DOJ. Go after the Christians. Go after the veterans. Go after all the stuff, you see. Well, let me tell you what. Lord Jesus already told us all of this, didn't he? For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. That means you need to buy food and stock it up now. Don't think for 10 days or a week. You know, think as long as you can get stuff. They're taking away the ability of farmers to produce. I told you last week about the herds in Northern California. I had input from the people who raise sheep, and they said that not only is there no feed for the sheep or the cattle or any kind of the pigs or any kind of livestock, and then if there is feed, they can buy and they'll pay premiums for it, then the railroads cannot bring it to them because the railroads are so tied up shipping your Peloton or your TV or this or that or the other. So, ladies and gentlemen, we now see in the yesterday, I believe it was, that there was a whole article, and it was bearing out what my good people on the old stagecoach stop told me about Northern California. God bless you out there, and may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And also, while I think about it, may He protect those up on the old Cohasset Road in another part of there, and prevent any fire damage or any trouble to come at you, and may He protect you against all evil. And to all my friends out there, MS and all the different people, all the different ones in California, may Lord Jesus protect you against all evil, because I'm going to tell you got demonic-inspired Luciferians running that state. It's just highly evident. We got them at the top of the military, the intelligence agencies, and all of the governments. All of them. And they're doing everything to destroy this nation as it was founded and progressed and prospered. So, nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. Well, you see, if you look and you look on the internet, you look and see different things, you will see they're talking about Ebola. They're talking about Zika, Nipah, all these new viruses. They're talking about how Fauci and Bill Gates of hell had been funding gain-of-function research. That's what caused, when they funded gain-of-function research, that's how you got SARS-CoV-19. The graphene oxide and all of the nanotube carbon things inside of you, in your organs and all the stuff that can be communicated with and caused to do things in your body and to your mind, in your brain even, by commands or information being sent to your terminals, your nanoterminals, by 5G or other radio frequency kind of stuff, like from satellites. I'm going to tell you, after a while, I'm going to tell you what I've been seeing lately, too. But anyway. And earthquakes in diverse places. Well, when you throw in earthquakes, throw in the volcanoes with them, because that's a tendency to have some of the stuff. But then you start to look at different places, and the strong possibility that tectonic weapons are already in use and have been in use for a number of years. Electromagnetic pulse weapons, scalar interferometers, Tesla howitzers, whatever you want to describe them, atmospheric heaters, harp-like devices, whatever you want to call them. Let's call them scalar interferometers, all right? They can spread a beam. And I sat down years ago, back in the 90s, and I sat sitting right next to him on several different occasions, Dr. Nick Begich. One was in Independence, Missouri, where we're downtown there at a like a an assembly hall kind of a thing. I sat with him. He was a speaker there, and I knew him from previous Mid-America Constitution forums that took place, where there were speakers at various different stages and different things and had programs. And we'd had a number of those in and around Kansas City, Missouri, that were put on by the Mid-America Constitution thing. And then I remember talking with him and Dr. Gene Schroeder and Tinker Spain and a whole lot of people. We were sitting down in a tent before any of those guys were need to go to speak because they had different times to go speak. And I sat and talked to Dr. Nick Begich for a long time about HARP and about these scalar interferometers and what they can do and the power of them and all the stuff. And then the power levels have gone way up. They can take a region, or let's say your town or your neighborhood. Let's make it believable to you. Let's say you live in a subdivision or that you live on a rural stretch of road, and then, you know, it's like you go down and there's, you know, like, I don't know how many acres it'd be. Let's say that there's a, you got 2-3 houses on this side of the road. You make a turn, you got 2-3 and 2 or 3 on the back, and around the edges of what would be, say, several thousand acres, and maybe everybody's got anywhere from 270 to 80 acres or whatever, or 40 or whatever it is on those groups. But let's say you got that little area where there's maybe 10 houses. They could take that little area with a scalar interferometer and broaden that beam there, and then broadcast and pulse different frequencies, and they could do things. And Begich said they could make everybody go to sleep, or make everybody agitated and really mad, and we're going to go and fight, you know. Or maybe it would be serene. Oh, it feels so nice here on the farmland. They can do those kind of things with frequencies to cause an impact on you. I've told you, satellite-directed generation of scalar frequencies to impact the neurophysiological template. That's the best description I've ever heard of it. But Dr. Nick did stuff in his book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. Still a good book. But he went on beyond that, and you could get a hold of his material that he presented to the European Union, to their parliament, the European Union Parliament, okay? In detail about what these things are doing, all right, and can do. Then there are narrow beams. Let's say that you got a left-handed Lithuanian. I'm just making, you know, I'm not down on Lithuanians. When I was a young child, my parents took in a refugee who was a beautiful woman from Lithuania. She was a very nice lady, and she spoke about 7 or 8 languages, and she was well-educated, a genius, but she had just gotten out. She got out from the Nazis and then got out from the Russians, all right? She avoided both of the deals, okay? And she barely got out. She was brought over, and my mom and dad hired her to provide things, and then that allowed her a job, and some other people rented her an apartment, you know, or a small house in a small town. Her name was Elsa. What a wonderful person, and a good background for me as a young, as a kid, as a baby, kind of young toddler, you know. So I'm not against Lithuanians. I'm just making that up as kind of an oddball thing, or a left-handed Rosicrucian or something. I don't know, whatever. Oh, the Guidestones. Yeah, well, we'll get to them too. So they can take a narrow beam and narrow it down, and then they can drill down through your home, through your deal, and put it onto you. They could do stuff like pulse that, or frequencies and stuff that would cause you to go goopy, all right? If they want, they could do it such a way they could use it to turn on things through your carbon nanotubules, those things that the vaccines put inside you, the graphene oxide and all that kind of stuff that cause the carbon nanotubes to form, and to deposit themselves in your liver or your heart or your spleen or your blood vessels or your brain or whatever, your lungs, whatever it might be, your kidneys, whatever, liver, whatever. And they can turn on diseases. They can do all of that. They can also pow, pop down and hit a tectonic plate. They can bounce it like a billiard ball off the ionosphere and bounce it down on a bank shot and hit where you're at and cause earthquakes and say, oh, I don't know, South Carolina, on out to Asheville in North Carolina or to Hickory from the coast on in. And then come right back after that with a hurricane. Or let's go on to this. Let's take one from the other night. Let's take on 4th of July night in, let's say, old Mason, Ohio. And that there, during the fireworks and all of that, but in Mason, there was a fire call because a woods east of Mason, a wooded area, went up in flames like nobody's business, like whoosh, and big fires. And they had to call in all of the trucks and all of the stuff. And then in the midst of all that, trying to fight the fire, which is harder to do because you got to take the tankers in. You can't, there's no water hydrants in this forest area or this woods, all right? So you got to have tankers and stuff, and you got to foam it and do different things. Well, they also then activated the fire marshals, allegedly, all right? And I have not heard this from one of the fire marshals, but I've got information about this. And then they started hearing information about where this fireworks or whatever it was that caused it, or explosive or whatever caused the fire, where it might have been come from, okay? So then they descend on that house, the fire marshals do, and the battalion chief or the company chief or whoever it was is there with them. And then all of a sudden, getting angry on the radio, and let's say the boss man of the fire department says, it's time now to bring in the officers because somebody needs educating around here. A lot of these people here need education. And he said, not only that, listen to me carefully, ladies and gentlemen. But he says there is a cache or massive storage of what I would describe as non-commercial fireworks, meaning, quote-unquote, allegedly, quote-unquote, a stockpile or cache of explosives, okay? Which during the 4th of July, if you wanted to test one, you would test it during the boom, boom, boom of all the 4th of July fireworks and the big fireworks overhead, the sonic booms or all of the explosions of the big fireworks. So, then they, of course, went to the encrypted channel. But then what's interesting is the next night, just a little bit further east from there, but perhaps causing some trouble nevertheless for it because it activated all of the fire units and police units again. There was a tornado that hit, I believe, what is it called, just east of Mason called Goshen, all right, Ohio, and did a large path of destruction. Now, it's a possibility that some of those stuff in that house that was on the far east side of Mason, that it may have got, quote-unquote, evidence removed, or that little, that burnt area in the trees and the residues and all that may have been destroyed by the tornado. Well, you know, they have, Brother Quayle had a book about it, didn't he, years ago? Weather Wars. Okay? If you want to call Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840, tell him Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl, or if you get his son, Steve's son Tyler, or if you get Steve, or whoever's there, tell them to see if they got any of the Weather Wars books still up there for you. And I would urge you to buy the books as well as sign up for Steve's private briefings or podcasts or for like his Mega Drought. Oh, man. I mean, if you haven't seen it, Steve predicted what's going on now. And not only that, But you go way back with Brother Quayle, which I've listened to him just about from the beginning. Johnstown, they were on shortwave, Blueprint for Survival, all the different reiterations, then Q-Files and all the different things. And Steve talked about the biggest thing you're ever going to see. This was way back in the 90s. Said you're going to see the mass migration for water inside the United States when it happens. You ain't going to believe it, but it's going to happen. Well, we're there now. Have you seen Lake Mead or Powell or Northern California or Arizona or West Texas or Western Kansas or, you know, Western Colorado, any of the different places? There's a drought. Crops are not being raised. Herds, like I told you, the herds are being sold off 100%. They're not retaining any ewes or cows or, you know, mama pigs. They're not retaining any of them. They're selling all of them. Because why? There's no feed to feed them. The rail cars are all tied up, so if there's feed over here in this area, you know, I'm talking about, you know, several states away or something. Maybe there's feed in Iowa or eastern Kansas or Missouri or, you know, Illinois or whatever. They can't get that feed out there to the West Coast. And you add in this thing, the almond growers had a bumper crop. But they can't sell it.
Why is that, Hawk?
They can't sell a bumper crop because a large portion, a lot of that goes and is sold in Asia. They don't get paid for it until it's delivered. They can't get it delivered because the shipping containers are not being, they won't allocate any of them to ship their almonds. The people who run the shipping companies are taking those containers empty. Quickly and empty back to China or Malaysia or Indonesia or wherever. And then they're putting on goods, consumer goods, that are still delayed in the pipeline. And I guess medical supplies and things like that. Chemicals that are used in production of creamy peanut butter of various types. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this is getting to be where you're going to have to listen to what Jesus had to say. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall rise and they shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he, verse 13, Matthew 24, this is what Lord Jesus is telling you. It's a red letter edition, people. That's what he has to say. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. And ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place. Now, this is some interesting information from the deep background. Apparently, recently, but not publicly necessarily, in the big hubbub public where it was featured on television and all that stuff, but someplace it might have been, but not really. It wasn't the feature stories of the day kind of thing. The old Joker Tut himself, the abomination of desolation, the old Joker Tut, has been in the Mideast recently, apparently. And I don't know if he was in Iran. Iran or Israel or Saudi Arabia or wherever he was at. Egypt, I don't know where he was at, but he was in the Mideast. And this is just coming through a deep background intelligence channel. Apparently when he was over there, he was talking to somebody that was overheard about a temple that will be built for him fairly soon over there. Almost as if he's talking about what? Verse 15, and when ye therefore shall see the abomination, it could be an alliteration, couldn't it? It could be a word puzzle there, right? Abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Talking about a temple that's going to be built for him in the Middle East. Maybe in Israel? I don't know. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take the clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, or them that are give suck in those days. But pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be, and except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Ladies and gentlemen, let's tie in some more here, because I'll tell you, what Jesus is having to say is all in the news. Now, as well as this thing in Ohio, with apparently a cache of non-commercial explosives, quote-unquote, air quotes, this could have been preparation for something getting ready to happen big. Sabotage of something. I don't know what, but that is the deal. But the firemen, the good firemen, caught it. And the tough fire marshals, and they're tough. The fire marshal is tough, as well as battalion or company chiefs, whoever that might have been on the radio. We're not sure exactly. But then, didn't we also see a day or two ago in Richmond, Virginia, where somebody overheard and told the local cops, was the second precinct local cops in Richmond, about these guys who had a whole bunch of firearms and were talking about doing some kind of an attack like on a 4th of July celebration, a mass shooting, quote unquote. And it turns out who they arrested, these guys are like hitters from overseas. They're foreigners, different types, like Middle Eastern type people. And they were the ones involved with having all these weapons and a large amount of ammunition, which not in and of itself is a bad thing, but these guys were here illegally and were being overheard talking about doing an attack on a 4th of July celebration. This is a kites. These are kites, K-I-T-E-S, people who you hire to do certain things. That's just a phrase they use. Contract agent would be the new phrase, a contractor. Contract agent. You hire him to go kill somebody. You hire him to blow something up. You hire him to do a burglary. You hire him to do this. You hire him to do that. You hire him to monitor a dead drop. Agenteur of the power structure of somewhere. Well, this could just as easily be the Luciferians, communists, who want to start the revolution in the United States. And before they do that, Red China Joe's got to try to take your guns. So they get these nut jobs, MK Ultras, like this, allegedly this Crimo kid. And he's got like three names. He's got the third, right? Robert Crimo the third, right? Well, the third is the three names in and of itself. And then he's the perfect candidate for mind control MK Ultra. If you haven't ever seen it, and some young people haven't, but go back and get Mel Gibson's conspiracy theory movie. For all those who saw that, you understand how Mel Gibson had been programmed, but he had gotten away from those people and was still trying to fight them. But get conspiracy theory. But in there, you will have and show them where they've got him strapped down. They're using cartoons and pain drug hypnosis to program him and put things into him and all of the different stuff that would cause him to do an assassination or to do something, you know, against the government or whatever, or to cause a problem or whatever, you see, that then could be utilized to spin a narrative about it. And in the midst of all of this, you see, Joe Biden, Red China Joe, whose son, Red China Joe's son, Hunter, was tied to the top, one of the top energy companies in Red China. Well, what do we know that Red China, just now, Red China Joe, $12 a gallon or $20 a gallon, don't you know? Which means $20 a pound hamburger, don't you know? Red China Joe just sold at high market value to the Red Chinese and others your strategic oil, the mid-grade sour out of the Hackberry Salt Dome, which is designed to be utilized in time of emergency or time of war, when the United States military and the people, in order to create and to get to work to build the stuff to keep the military going in the factories and the farmers to keep diesel in their tractors or gasoline in their trucks, or for the over-the-road truckers to bring it to the different areas, you know. He's selling all of that oil, which can be refined, you see. He's selling that overseas, not on the market, so that your price can go down. But if you're selling it to Red China, when your son received $1.45 billion from Red Chinese banks, when he also was at the top of the mark in business with one of the major energy firms in China, he was with the energy firms in Ukraine, he was tied in and got bribes from the Russians. When you have a president and his son like this, and then when you have also Ray Ray with the real fancy nice haircut, head of the fiddle with boys internally, Ray Ray said something good. He's in London when he said it. Of course, he's talking to MI5 or whatever over there in Scotland. Yard, been talking to MI5 as he's talking to him. And he's saying that China represents the biggest spy threat to America and to Britain. Well, no Shiite Sherlock. How many years have we been telling you? We've been telling you for 18 years when you were, Hector was a small dog in your career. We've been telling everybody that and shouting as loud as we can to watch out, cuidado, muy peligroso, you see. And to the Chinese who want to take America down, dune lomo. Yeah, I can speak a few goofy words in different languages. But ladies and gentlemen, if this guy Ray Ray is talking about how the Chinese are the biggest threat to America, then why does not he investigate Hunter Biden, who took $1.45 billion, allegedly, from a red Chinese bank? It's not allegedly, it's documented, but allegedly, that's good, because we were talking legalistically, it's an allegation. It's alleged that he took it. But if he did, and if his business partner, one of them, Bobulinski, who was on Fox News and did an interview a couple of years ago before the presidential election, which nobody else in the media covered about the laptop and all of that, they suppressed it. Bobulinski said that Red China Joe met with all the people from China and the different places, and that they were saving 10% for the big guy, which is Red China Joe. 10% of whatever the millions that week that the Chinese energy company was pushing Hunter's way, all right? He had Hunter had an office over there. The Bidens had an office over there in Beijing or Shanghai or wherever. They took Hunter to go shop for big wedding rings and big diamond rings and stuff to give to his wife or his whoever, his girlfriends or whatever. A million barrels he sold from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to China-owned gas giant. Now, we also have heard through the backside that Red China Joe went to the Iranians and said, hey, we'd like for you to sell us a whole lot of oil real quick. And if you do, Red China Joe allegedly says to the Iranians, to the Ayatollahs, he says, and if you do sell it to us, we'll, in the future, after you do that, we'll drop the sanctions on you. So the Ayatollahs say, oh no, Red China Joe. You got to drop the sanctions first, then maybe we'll sell you some. So apparently that made old Red China Joe mad, and he started getting into it with him on the phone, and then he told him that, well, then we'll back the Israelis to invade your country and destroy you. And then he hung up, allegedly hung up. This is all, you know, allegations and background, deep background information. I'm not saying it's 100% for sure, but I'm just telling you that that's what I heard on the grapevine. The Persian Slipper Telegraph, or the Moccasin Telegraph, or the Red Chinese Boot Telegraph, whatever it is you want to say, or the beach shoes for Rehoboth Beach or something. I don't know. So anyway, that's what he said. Then he goes to Venezuela, allegedly. It's all satire, folks. You know that. It's all like a play, you know. But poetic license, allegedly, he went to Venezuela and he said, we want you to sell us a whole bunch of oil. Are you going to do it or not? They said, well, we can't do it because, as you know, we've got to ask permission of Russia because Russia owns a certain percentage of our oil fields production and all of our refineries and everything down here in Venezuela. See, Russia under, at the time of the paratrooper in Venezuela, Chavez, when he ran it, before they gave him the quick cancer, or allegedly the CIA gave him the quick cancer, like a Jack Ruby kind of a thing or something. But he bought a lot of equipment from the Russians. He bought Hind helicopters. He bought gajillions of AK-47s and thousands of rounds of ammo, and he bought machine guns. He bought anti-tank weapons. He bought missiles. He bought, you know, all kind of stuff. S-300, defense systems, all those kind of things. And we followed all of that back then, and we also remember that that we had to send in, certain people were sent in from U.S. and the Ultra Black went in to take away the nuclear weapon that was in the jungle that had been provided allegedly to them by either North Korea or by Iran. Now, I saw it today. Oh, it looks like tomorrow or the next day that Iran is going to be able to produce a nuclear weapon. They've had them since the 90s. The Israelis wanted to go in there about 2004 and take it all out. All the centrifuges, all the stuff. And they were not allowed to do so. So they did the thing with the computer stuff, with the no such and the Israelis, and maybe a little bit of help from the some guys in Germany or some different places. And they screwed up all the computers over there in Iran, remember? And threw all of the centrifuges off and all that stuff. And then they buried them deeper down now, underground, in Natanz and different places. So they're harder to hit. So here we go. I guess Red China Joe got angry at the Venezuelans and hung up the phone. So then after hearing about that, and you see Russia has spies in the U.S. government, China has spies in the U.S. government. Of course, China, they just get their download from the Looney Balloons, you know, or just get it directly from Hunter's laptop or wherever they get it from, allegedly. But Iran has got people in the know inside here because they're all hanging out. So now Iran, Russia, China to run war drills in Latin America with Venezuela. Well, Venezuela already had Russian S-300 or 400 protected missiles that could hit the United States real quick. Real quick. The Russians already also have in Cuba, they have their, missile destroyers, and they're based and stuff out of there. A lot of their stuff is still there. And the Lourdes, like Signal Intelligence Facility in Cuba, the Cuban military intelligence and their old Soviet military intelligence, that was there. No such. They're NSA in a sense. And they used to be trying to jam our stuff, and we'd try to jam their stuff, and all the different fights with the SIGINT and with the radio frequency and all that kind of stuff. That's all back open. I told you about that a number of years ago. So here you have a situation to where Red China Joe is sending all the oil, or a large number, a million barrels, from the U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve. That's supposed to be to make aviation gas or diesel or tank gas or gas for Jeeps or Humvees or whatever, so that our military can operate, so that our fighters or bombers can protect us, so our P-3 Orions and P-8 Poseidons can run the coast and look for submarines in the Gulf of Mexico or in the Arctic Ocean or off the West Coast or off the East Coast or sitting right up in there, heading, steaming towards old Houston Ship Channel and all of the refineries in Louisiana and all of that, which they could take out in a heartbeat with just saboteurs. So they're going to hold this drill, war drills, in Venezuela, which will host it under Maduro. And Maduro is real happy about that, by the way, because he's got protection from Los Yankees, okay, and Red China Joe, who hung up on him, who's mad at him, and who allegedly went back and ordered the Pentagram to get ready to do special operations in South America or Latin America, you see, by mid-August to the end of August. Well, guess where this drill comes from? Putin found out about that, apparently. Or Red China found out about that, apparently, and talked to Putin. And they called all around, got Iran and all the boys. They're coming over here to do a deal. Meanwhile, the BRICS, Brazil, India, all right, Russia, India, China, and South Africa are developing their basket of currencies to be a world reserve currency. Well, the dollar's going bye-bye, all right? We say, well, the Russian, the ruble's going back. No, it ain't. The ruble's as high as it's been in 7 years against the dollar. Because Putin is still selling all of his oil. He just ain't selling it to the United States or to Europe. And then in Europe, they're talking in Germany, one of the most industrialized and wealthiest nations on the planet. Oh, well, you're good. Can't use your hot water heater. You know, gotta limit the amount of hot water because we don't have the stuff. And they're pushing Russia into a nuclear war. And I guess Putin today or yesterday said, hey, you want to fight us on the battlefield? Come and try. Come and take it. You know, come and try. And he said, I could step this thing up at any time. Even old Medvedev, the little land of Medvedev, who was the president for a few years, to give a break in between Putin and him, you know, for a while. Medvedev was the one that Obama, and he had the hot mic, and where the abomination of desolation, Joker Tut, told Medvedev, he said, tell Vladimir that I have to win an election. He said, I'll have a lot more flexibility to do what he wants to do after I win the election. That was on a hot mic. Well, so Mr. Ray, you got a son of a president taking $1.45 billion from a red Chinese bank and then has ties to the top red Chinese energy company at the time, taking money from it, and also the Russian oligarchs taking money, the Ukrainian energy sector oligarchs taking money, Romanian big shots giving him money, UAE giving him money. Why don't you, Ray, investigate the Chinese connection to this Hunter Biden and this president, who apparently looks to be, apparently, bought and paid for by the red Chinese, doing everything to weaken the United States, to prop them up, to prop up Iran, to prop up Venezuela, and attempt to go to them to buy oil, but meanwhile, all of our oil and natural gas smolders. Sits in the ground because he shut it all down because he's trying to destroy the fossil fuel industry in the United States. Oh, it'll still exist, but not here, because they're going to try to take America down. They want to take America down, destroy the middle class, destroy the working class, make them be starving. And if you believe in Jesus and our Father in heaven, then they're going to tell you that you are evil and that you are woe to them to call good evil and evil good, you see. Well, this government is calling good evil and evil good. We don't have much time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I'm trying to act and look at it from a different perspective and step back 3 feet. And then I ask the Lord Jesus what he wants me to communicate. Well, the Georgia Guidestones. You know, I saw the original videotape that's just come out to a lot of people today. Somebody sent me that, like, right after, not the day after it happened. They sent the official videotape. And up in the right-hand corner, it has a digital clock. And in that digital clock, guess when that explosion went off and took out the one part, the large portion of the Guidestone? 3:33 a.m. Oh, like a 33rd degree, or 333 is half of 666, you see? Now, ostensibly, I'm glad that the Guidestones are down, you know, and that they've been torn down because there was so much damage they were, you know, could hurt somebody, they could fall on their own. And I never liked what they had to say because it was a New World Order. It was a Luciferian New World Order crap. Population of planet Earth, no more than 500 million when we have, 7.5 billion today? That means they would have to kill 7 billion people to get down to their New World Order, but more than 500 million. Talking about creating one language, for all of the people of Earth. Well, isn't that the idea of the Tower of Babel? Where they all had one language, and then the Lord said, oh no, you're building this thing up to the sky. I'm going to tear down and confuse your languages so you can't even talk to each other anymore. And conspire against the Lord. So this thing is real, really real, and we're talking about in August for these drills by Iran, Russia, China, and Venezuela, allegedly. Well, apparently on the backside, some people understand that Putin may have said, don't tell your regular soldiers or sailors about this stuff, or airmen. Tell them it's going to be drills, but what's going to happen, allegedly might happen, is that Red China, Russia, Iran, and Venezuela might go ahead and launch a first strike on the United States. Well, by golly, we'll gear up and we'll hit them hard. No! Let me ask you a question. If you have hypersonic missiles that can strike in less than 5 minutes, less than 5 minutes anywhere on the globe. The Chinese had one circling the globe in low orbit and popped down on the target. So the Russians got them. Iran has some of that stuff too. Little Kimmy of the North Koreans, he might just join in and they might say, Kimmy, drop your satellite out of your satellite up there. Drop the two EMP nuclear weapons that generate EMP. And knock out the power grid of the United States. So in the Caribbean, the Russians are already established in Cuba. This stuff is going to come down here pretty quick. I hope you'd like to keep old Hawk in the game. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high technology weapons to strike blows against the enemy. Because there is power in the blood, Jesus. Power in the blood. Fandango Ranger, I know you're ready to go, baby. Mickey LaPua, stay on the optics. Stay out by four kids. Smoke and all of that stuff out. Counting to that turn. Little wall period. Road and track and little L. The dual track, your studies. Learn all of this stuff. Also learn your Muay Thai and all of the other physical training. Ladies and gentlemen, may the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May He provide you with a medical treatment. Good night. Go out and prepare.